Good luck getting everything done, and this looks like a very needed project, so thanks for your hard work on it. Okay, we are ready for item number two, PR 2021-6070, site plan SI 2021-1889, for represented by Consensus Planning at 98th and I-40, I'm sorry, for 98th and I-40 Land LLC. This one is at Blue Water Road between 94th Street and 90th Street. And I'm going to also call up, because it's the same project number, item three is PR 2021-6070 and site plan SI 2021-1888. Same location. This is on the south of that site. So we'll talk about them together, but we'll actually vote on them separately. So Mr. Voss, are you leading out or Cartesian?
This is Michael Voss. I will be leading out.
Okay. Let's get your name, address, and firm for the record.
Yeah. So my name is Michael Voss, senior planner with Consensus Planning, 302 8th Street Northwest, 87102.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Michael Voss. I do.
Thank you. Go ahead and give us an overview for these two sites.
Yes, thank you. These two sites are currently one approximately 16-acre property that the applicant is planning to subdivide. And we're proposing two separate site plans because the southern site plan will be sold, and we don't want to have two different owners having to deal with each other's site plans in the future. The north building is a 150,000 square foot warehouse distribution type building, and the southern building is a 60,000 square foot distribution facility with a potential expansion. We're joined this morning with Sal Perdomo from Titan Development, who is the applicant. An owner, and I think he'd like to say a couple words, and then in case questions come up, Vince Karika and Ron Bohannon from Tierra West, the engineers, are on the call as well.
Okay, and Mr. Voss, just to clarify, so the use is warehouses.
So this is Michael Voss. The use on the southern site is warehouse and distribution. I think those are two separate uses in the IDO. The northern one is designed for warehouse and distribution, but it is more of a spec building. There are not tenants lined up for it. And so we can discuss this when it comes to the buffer comments that we've received and what possible future uses may be intended for that.
Okay, thank you. But there's no commercial hazardous waste. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, we talked to Water Authority and they're just being super vigilant these days and we got a little confused. Okay. All right, is there anyone else on your agent team that would like to speak at this point?
I believe Sal from Titan to speak quickly.
Mr. Perdomo, if you speak up, your tile pops to the top for me.
Yes. Good morning.
There you are. Nice to see you. Go ahead and give us your name, firm, and address.
Yes. Sal Perdomo with Titan Development, 6300 Riverside Plaza, Lane Northwest, Suite 200, Albuquerque, 87120.
Okay, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay, please go ahead with your comments.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the DRB. We really appreciate your time and comments, and thank you for all the effort going into reviewing our site plan packet. I know you guys have a packed agenda, so really just wanted to say a few words about the project. We're here for two separate projects, as Mr. Voss referenced. The south portion, as shown on the screen, will contain a 60,000 square foot Class A industrial building. This building will be occupied by a local warehousing and distribution company. The building will allow them to expand from their current location in Albuquerque due to their increased growth over the past few years. Really excited that this will be able to support a local company in their efforts to grow. The North Building, as shown on the screen, is approximately 150,000 square foot Class A industrial building that will be constructed on a speculative basis for warehousing and distribution tenants and potentially light manufacturing tenants. As you've all probably read in the papers over the years, the industrial market in Albuquerque is historically constrained and is really limiting opportunities for economic growth in this sector. These projects are really important for us and for the area, as it will allow for the continued construction of much needed road and utility infrastructure in the area. This infrastructure will allow trucks to be diverted away from the neighborhood and through the business park. Our team has worked with the members of the Avalon Neighborhood Association over the past several years to mitigate the impact of trailers and tractor trailers traveling through their neighborhood. So we really think this project is an important part of this infrastructure that will allow us to get closer to finishing the extension of Daytona Street, Daytona Loop. So with that, thank you again for your time and comments. Our team is available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And just to help me stay on track, the site plan 1889 is the north one. Is that correct, Mr. Voss?
Let me double check that real quick.
Or Mr. Rodenbeck might know that.
Site plan 1889 is the north development. Number two, item number three is the south portion of the property. Yeah.
Okay, very helpful. Thank you. Now let me turn to the public. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item two or three at Blue Water Road and 94th Street? If you would raise your hand, press star 9 if you're on the phone, or you can just unmute and speak up.
Hi, this is Ryan with Cartesian Service. I don't know if I count as part of the public, but I just kind of wanted to get some clarification on this if I could.
Yes, are you part of the agent team on this?
Yeah, that's
correct. Okay. All right, let's, if you'll give us your name again and firm and address, then I'll swear you in.
Of course, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc., address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch in Mexico, 87174.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. Because it looks like the plat is going to need to come in at some point with this. So please go ahead and give your thoughts or questions.
Right. So we submitted to be heard with the site plan with a final plat. And so we were invoiced and paid for that. And so I thought we were on track to be heard with this. And then I'm realizing now that we needed to be heard initially in order to vacate public easements. And so I'm wondering if that's what had us off of the agenda on this. But I'm just looking for clarification on that. And I guess if we can be heard in any kind of capacity for a preliminary review of this so that we can be heard with the site plan in the future. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Let's look into that. I don't know if we can do that this second, but while we're working through comments, we can be looking. Ms. Gould, do you have any?
Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. I looked through all of the emails that I could find, and I'm not finding that plat from Mr. Mulhall. And I have a feeling it got lost in our system. I believe that if Mr. Mulhall says that he submitted it, this is not a slight against him at all. But if it is, if we can find it and look at it and look at how notice was done and all of that, I don't see any reason why we can't hear it on the 8th. And if, we could look at issues that are part of the site plan, as far as giving some feedback on the kind of the platting actions and things we would need to see so that Mr. Mulhall has that information.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to jump in real quick and note that in Posse, in our processing software, it's saying that we processed a final plat review on the 22nd. of November.
Okay, thank you. All I can say in our defense, this is Chair Wolfley, is that both of our intake people have left the city. And so we have people filling in and stretching and trying to do things. And just fair warning, if you don't see your item on the agenda, feel free to call us immediately. Those are posted on Friday afternoons. Or if you just want to double check because your project, we're just currently really understaffed. And that's one of the areas where we have no dedicated staff is on our intake. And so people are filling in there. And so let's work through this site plan. And a lot of times the site plan dredges up, for lack of a better word, issues that pertain to the plat as well. And then we'll just try to see the best we can do and where we stand with the site plan as we get through comments. So big apology there if we had an oversight and didn't get the plat out of posse, and that apology to Cartesian and the tight development. Okay, at this point, once again, I didn't see anyone wanting to give public comment. If I missed you, please speak up now. And with that, let's go to the Water Authority, and we're speaking for both site plans, north and south, even though they will be two separate approvals. Go ahead, Mr. Carter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So for these two sites, we have two separate availability statements. Those are 2909-16R and 2909-15R. The R designates revision to reflect a decrease in the required pipe size. So that's one comment on the utility plans. It shows the previously required pipe size that's been modified to be a 10-inch. One of the comments was related to the infrastructure list. We didn't see one. I assume that's probably in the plat package. So we will look for that on the plat submittal, assuming that's the way we're going. There are public water, public sewer improvements required, and we need those to be on an infrastructure list for one of these projects. And again, those are detailed in the availability statements. They're pretty straightforward on those statements. We had some minor comments on utility plans for both of these sites, primarily looking to the public meters need to be at the right-of-way and not, you know, internal to the site. If it's internal to the site, that means the Water Authority is maintaining a long service line, basically. And we don't do that. We maintain typically up to the right-of-way line where the meter is, and then your service line would be that length going into the site. So I think that affects a couple things with what you're doing on the utility plan. Those detailed comments are provided. And I guess related to that, if there's any hydrants that are not in the right-of-way, they do require, they're going to be a public hydrant, and they're not in the right-of-way, they do need a public waterline easement, you know, for that portion that they are within the property. The other option, I think there was one that was very close to the borderline. If it was moved just slightly into the right-of-way, it would not require that easement. So that's about it. We don't really have anything else on this project. I see a infrastructure list pulled up. Thank you for that, Jay. That seems to comply with what we're looking for. If that is for the entire subdivided lot, the existing lot, we need that along the entire frontage. It's a 10-inch water line, 8-inch sewer. So that looks good. I'd be happy to answer any questions if someone has one.
This is Michael Voss. I don't have any questions. Just a quick point of clarification. We intend to tie the infrastructure to the site plans with two separate infrastructure lists, one for each to cover their frontages. And so those will definitely, clearly, Jay has that one up on the screen here, but we'll include that in our site plan resubmittal for your review.
Blame for the Water Authority. Thank you.
Code enforcement?
Robert Webb, code enforcement. Site plan must comply with all applicable provisions of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. The IDO zone district is NRBP. Dimensional standards per IDO section 5.1. Just needed some clarification on a few different items. From 5.1, there was some setback notes on the plat. Didn't know if those were carryover or what those were referencing specifically. and provide a building calculation with or without the noted expansion for building coverage of maximum of 50%. Landscaping edge buffer per 56E table 564. And as you had already mentioned, to clarify the use for the non-residential warehousing distribution or in industrial, they have different standards in regards to the buffer. Additional detail was needed from meeting the equipment screening and loading, service refuse areas or IDO section 56G, and additional detail for any outdoor lighting if there is any for IDO section 58. Detail for meeting facade design for general standards, IDO section 511E, and is just clarification on if the project is going to include a signage plan or if you're referencing to use the NRC zone district for those standards. And just let us know if you have any questions.
No questions from me. Most of that's just clarification. And if we want to talk about the buffers now, or maybe we can wait until planning gives their comments on it.
That's fine. And most of that can be added either through discussion or either notes on the site plan or called out in particular, you know, elevations or whatever is easier for you.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. The Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation. No comments or objections for this case.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology did receive submittals for both the North and South track on 11-4-2021. Currently, these are 9 and 10 in the queue and will be looked at sometime in the week of December 27th. So we're recommending a 4-week deferral.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Let's go to transportation.
Good morning, Jean Wiffenbarger with transportation. First of all, in regard to the plat, I would like to say that one of the comments pertains to both the site plan and the plat, and that is show cross-section of adjacent roads to include new sidewalk, curb, landscape buffer, and also the required bike lanes on Blue Water. Also keep in mind to look at with the plat to look at the minimum right-of-way width per road classification and make sure that we have a curve for the property corner at the intersection. And that's all I can think of prior to seeing the plat. Anyways, so as far as the site plan comments, I had a lot of the same comments on each plan. There weren't very many of them. So I'll cover the comments that cover each plan. So what type of truck will the facility serve, and will the turning radii provided be sufficient? Please provide a turning template, provide a 6-foot ADA pathway from each of the buildings to the right of way. I already covered the comment about the cross sections, obtain Fire 1 plan for the submittal sets, and include the Detail 1 sheet with all the required civil details as stated in my notes. Also, I just want to make sure with the curb ramp configuration shown that we have sufficient turning for the wheelchair behind the ramps. I noted that it didn't seem like it with the configurations shown. Also keep in mind to put the ADA space requirements under the parking calculation section and to use intersection clear sight distance for Blue Water Road, provide the clear sight triangles on the landscape plan as well as the site plan. That concludes my comments.
Any questions for Ms. Wolfenberger? From anyone on the agent team?
This is Michael Voss. There's nothing from me. I defer to Tierra West if they need any additional clarification on those comments.
Ms. Wolfley, this is Vince Carrico with Tierra West. I don't have any questions.
Okay. That sounds fine. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. The warehouses are an industrial use and will require a landscaped edge buffer at least 25 feet in width along all boundaries with non-industrial development. I'll go to the aerial to show the boundaries of concern. It's the eastern boundary where you have the multifamily residential development to the east and then the single family detached development across Blue Water to the south will require 25 foot buffers. And we attach the landscape buffer requirements regarding industrial buffers to our memo. And I'll note too that on the south side plan, there is a landscape, it needs to be at least 15 feet in width between the detention pond and the eastern property boundary. And I can go to the site plan here along the south site plan. You have, here it is right here. You have that detention basin along the entirety. So you'll need to make sure that you meet those requirements. The project and application numbers need to be added to the site plan prior to distribution of the site plans to the DRB members for their signatures. The solid waste signature must be obtained on the site plans prior to final sign off from planning. The applicant must confirm that the facade design requirements of 511E of the IDO are being met in a comment response letter and how they're being met. And I'll just note that there looks like a discrepancy or a mistake with the building setback calculations on the site plan. You're showing a 5 foot front, zero side, zero rear, and the setback requirements in RVP are 20 feet for the front and 10 feet for the sides and rear, and the setbacks for the buildings based on the NRBP standards appear to be met. You need to confirm that those setbacks are in fact being met and note the correct required setback standards and setbacks for the proposed buildings on the site plans. The site plan for the southern portion of the site is being phased with 22,050 square feet of future expansion depicted. Please confirm if the improvements in infrastructure depicted on the site plan for the southern portion of the site will be phased as well, or if the improvements in infrastructure will be constructed in their entirety as depicted on the site plan during the first phase. And we just know, you know, we attach drainage basin stability treatment standards as well to the comment memo. And that concludes my comments. Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Voss.
All right. Yeah, this is Michael Voss. On the southern site plan phasing question, I think basically all the improvements shown will be constructed with the first phase. There is a keynote number 3 that provides for a change on the, it's the east side of the truck circulation area. When that future building expansion happens, they can expand the pavement in the back accordingly as well. But the rest of the site, I believe, is all in the first phase. And then regarding the buffers, like I said, you know, we think that the southern building is warehouse and distribution. While industrial uses in the use table, the applicability section for industrial next to non-industrial development buffers sort of doesn't include warehouses in that. I understand we'll have to look at the drainage basin, whether that constitutes a drainage facility under the IDO. And then for the north building, that's more of a spec building and could have an industrial use. We're trying to we will be revising that buffer to try and accommodate the most we can. And just as a heads up, the site was difficult to grade. So we may propose a 2.5 foot, the maximum deviation to that buffer, but we will expand it. Our intent is to expand it to the greatest amount we can to allow for flexibility in future uses of the building.
Okay, Mr. Voss. So,
so the plan currently says that it's a 13-foot buffer, and our goal, we are going to try to expand that to 22.5 feet and ask for a deviation. So it would basically meet the 25-foot industrial width once you include the deviation.
Okay, and this is Chair Wolfley. The buffers have been an interesting area where we haven't necessarily called them a dimensional standard that can be deviated from. So we might need to just kind of talk through that. But Jay, can you put the, can you zoom out, I guess, and just show more the complete thing? And let's look at this edge buffer thing kind of like one by one. So on the one showing, this is the north building, and okay, so you're saying you only have 13 feet there, and then the other side of that is the RML, correct?
That is correct.
Right. And so part of the point of that buffer, when you look in the IDO, and this is Chair Wolfley speaking, part of the point of that buffer is like if you have trucks, if you have activity, it creates both some visual screening and probably not much noise screening, but just screening from that activity that could occur, you know, throughout the day and even early in the morning, later at night. So, yeah, I haven't been walked through this with you with all the grading, and I know all of these factors affect projects very, very much. But I think anything short of the 25 feet along that edge would be a variance with the ZHE. Let's go to the...
This is Michael Voss, if I may.
Yes.
Just to, and we can endeavor to maybe meet the 25 feet. We'll see what we can do and how we respond to your comments there about a variance. But just to point out again that the applicability criteria for the 25-foot buffer, if this is just a warehouse and distribution facility, it is not an industrial use for the buffer section, and only a 20-foot buffer would be required as a development next to multifamily residential. That's section 56E4A.
If we're
able to provide a 20-foot buffer, basically we're just limiting our future use of the building to just warehousing without needing a variance. You're in the section there, so number three is NRLM or NRGM, which does not apply to this site because it's NRBP. And number four are these specific listed uses from the use table that are considered industrial for the purposes of the buffer. And warehouse and distribution facilities are not included.
Okay, I think we won't use this morning to parse through that, but
yeah,
we can take a second look because there's a lot of nuance to the language in IDO, and we tried to do our best, looking at it. So, but I think we'll take one more round and make sure we understand exactly what 1, 2, 3, and 4 mean.
Yeah. This is Michael Voss. I agree with the nuance. And like I said, the buffer is currently only 13 feet. We are having those internal discussions on our side, and we'll be revising that buffer width.
And
we'll come back to you with what we think is most appropriate and how to move forward.
And while this is up, this is Chair Wolfley, the landscape buffer 25 feet wide for drainage facilities, a landscape edge buffer at least 15 feet wide. So where you have, and the drainage counts into your 25 feet. So let's now look that we've seen that wording. Let's look at the south. Jay, can you bring up the south site plan? Okay, let's see.
This is looking east, and this is looking south.
Oh,
this
right.
Turn 90 degrees. Yeah.
Okay, so you're fine on your east on this one, which is the top of the screen. And then the concern, I think, is along Blue Water and adjacent includes the street. So the idea here is there would be, what we're reading from the IDO is 25 feet along Blue Water here. And it looks like you have it at the 94th Street corner and then it tapers away.
This is Michael Voss. When we look at the buffers, we will take a look at that Blue Water.
Okay.
Buffer and, that you've noted as well.
Yeah, and what I see that's kind of tricky is like your buildings almost look like office buildings. So that's kind of nice for an industrial use. And it's just looking at what kind of truck activity could coincide with that, but let's just kind of keep discussing it. But that's how we were trying to carefully apply the IDO to this site. And then while we're here, it looks like you have a landscaping plan for all of these detention, retention ponds, correct? That would stabilize them.
That is correct.
Okay.
And if we need to add some clarification based on that comment, we will do so.
Yeah, and I'll try to look at these a little more closely, but usually when you are landscaping these, then you are stabilizing them at the same time. And if you, when people are kind of going minimalist, we have some guidelines for that, but this, that's something we need to double check as well. Okay. Were there any other planning questions from planning or comments from planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, I concluded all my comments.
Okay. And any questions on those comments, Mr. Voss?
This is Michael Voss. No additional questions.
Okay. All right. So let's see where we are with your project team. Hydrology is saying that. They probably won't review your plans and be ready before like January 5th DRB. And once again, we are having a lot of development applications and no increase in staff at this point. We're kind of looking toward that on hydrology review. So we kind of apologize in advance on that. And then we need to get your plat pulled into the docket of things. So one strategy would be to get your plat reviewed at least by December 15th and then bring everything together on January 5th. Or do you have other ideas you'd like to propose?
This is Michael Voss. Since we need to submit the infrastructure lists officially with the site plans, and then I think we're going to make some revisions for those buffer comments. I think we would like to propose just a 2-week deferral to the 15th for the site plan. And if that helps align it with the plat, I think that's good. And then if hydrology gives a chance for everyone else to see the site plan modifications and the infrastructure list items, and then if we need to defer again for hydrology, I think we would do so at that time.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. And so staff, we'll just make a note that we need to make sure to, and so the plat, do you want that to be on the December 15th agenda? That would probably be the cleanest to make sure we have everything advertised correctly.
This ran with Cartesian, so I'm fairly confident in our application for the plat and that it was supposed to be heard today. So I think we'd prefer if we could get heard at the next hearing on the 8th, if at all possible, just so that we're fully covered with a hearing before final plat can get approved for those vacations and easements.
Okay. And Ryan, and then when you say you're confident, does that mean you're confident you've done all the noticing, the public noticing?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So let's, and we don't have to act on that because it's not even on the agenda. It's just going to get made sure it's is properly placed on next week's agenda. So I'll ask the DRB members, is there a motion to defer items 2 and 3 to December 15th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer items 2 and 3, which are both project number PR 2021-6070. Number 2 is site plan SI 2021-1889. Number 3, item 3 is site plan SI 2021-1888. All that deferred to December 15th.